Blog Talk Radio.
So the Most High is going to stop the flowing of the people going into that country. Read.
Jeremiah chapter 51, the end of verse 44. Yea, the wall of Babylon shall fall. Verse 45. My people, go ye out of the midst.
Hold up, read that again.
My people, go ye out of the midst.
I think within this chapter he said flee and get out of it around 3-4 times. Right? Read.
My people, go ye out of the midst of her, and deliver ye every man his soul from the fierce anger of the Most High Ahiah, and let your heart faint, and ye fear for the rumor that shall be heard in the land. A rumor shall both come 1 year, and after that in another year shall come a rumor. And
wars and rumors of wars. You hearing about it, and because it's not happening, you think it's not going to happen. Read.
Verse 46, end of verse 46. And violence in the land, ruler against ruler. Verse 47. Therefore, behold, the days come that I will do judgment upon the graven images of Babylon. And her whole land shall be confounded, and all her slain shall fall in the midst of her. Then the heaven and the earth, and all that is therein shall sing for Babylon. For the spoiler shall come up unto her from the north, saith the Most High Ahiah. As Babylon hath caused the slain of Israel to fall, so as Babylon shall fall the slain of all the earth. Ye that have escaped the sword, go away, stand not still. Remember the Most High Ahiah afar off, and let Jerusalem come into your mind.
Listen to this clear. Ye that have escaped the sword, that means you escape the destruction that coming to Babylon, go away and stand not still. So when you leave, remember the power or the God higher afar off, and let Jerusalem come into your mind. That looking forward, not looking back. Now let Jerusalem come into your mind. She's finished. Right? Read.
Verse 51. We are confounded because we have heard reproach. Shame has covered our faces, for strangers are coming to the sanctuary of the Lord's house.
Strangers have destroyed us. Strangers have destroyed our sanctuary, our belief. They destroyed our understanding so that we cannot connect to our God. They've given us their gods. Baal, Baal, Satan, the dragon, Moloch. These are the gods we've been worshiping ignorantly. Jesus. Okay, we ain't know nobody named Jesus. Total madness. And then when we wake up and understand these things, we say, well, hold up. I'm a stranger here. You dragged me here. And the Most High starts reviving us. It's like, okay, we have one who's the extremist. You're a terrorist. Read on.
Jeremiah chapter 51, verse 52. Wherefore, behold, the days come, saith the Most High Ahiah, that I will do judgment upon her graven image.
You're going to destroy all your images and your idols. And man, if you look at, if you even look at Washington, D.C., it's idol after idol. Monuments of idols. Obelisks, which is man's personal member. That's what an obelisk is. What's that, the Washington Monument? Idols every place. Five-pointed stars every place. But what if some did not believe? So what if you don't believe what we're teaching you? Paul asked, so what if some did not believe? Shall your unbelief make the faith of God without effect? You mean the Most High is going to stop his own program because you don't believe so? No, you're dead. That's what you are. Okay, his program was before us. And it will be well after us. And that's for the people that's walking out there. Well, there's wars all the time. There have always been these situations. Every few years this happens. Nothing is going to change. That's a dead man.
Shabbat Shalom, Barakathon, Makawada, peaceful Sabbath. Bless you all. And thank you for tuning in to another live stream of Friday Night Sabbath. coming out of Babylon here for the Gathering of Christ Church, where we connect the dots of our reality and current events with the Word of God and Bible prophecy. I'm your host, Brother and Elder Lamar Karab. It is 7:12 p.m. Central Standard Time, April 26, 2024. And I pray you brothers and sisters out there are doing well today, this evening, wherever you are, whether you're watching this live or watching this on the rewatch. Hope you're doing well, that you've had a blessed, and here we are again, another weekly Sabbath and another live stream. So we got to give all praise, honor, and glory first before proceeding with the live stream. Going to give all praise, honor, and glory to the Godhead, the Allah Hayim, the Elohim, some may know. But the Heavenly Father, whose name in the Hebrew is Ahayah, his son in the Hebrew, Yeshaya, and the Holy Spirit will walk in the Hebrew. All right. I want to give all honor, praise, and glory to the Godhead for making it to another weekly Sabbath. We are here, and it's always a blessing to have a day where we can, you know, take a break, hopefully, from our servile work and kick back, rest a little bit, you know, actually connect to the heavenly realm and get the frequency from on high. And also a blessing to be here before you, brothers and sisters, with another live stream, Friday Night Sabbath, coming out of Babylon. Okay, it's never promised, it's never guaranteed that we will be able to, indulge in these moments in life. And so we have to give thanks. All right. And man, as usual, as each week passes by, each day passes by, you know, each second, you could almost say, it seems like things are getting more and more intense in the world. When it comes to Bible prophecy, things that are happening. So definitely have a jam-packed live stream for you all tonight, full of information, and hopefully bring some clarity and make sense of the madness that we are calling life right now, right? This reality. Let us get the title for the live stream for this broadcast. Let's get the title. The title for our live stream is The Fallout from Civil and World War. The Fallout from Civil and World War. All right, so we're going to have some stuff to unpack there, so stay tuned. We will be going in and unpacking it in due time, but we first must go through the announcements here. Let me get all my equipment and everything here so I can make sure monitoring things are good. So let everybody know we are filming live on the GOCC Media for our live stream today. All right. We are, it is the GOCC Media on YouTube. The GOCC Media on YouTube. All right. So it's just easy to find. You just type that in your YouTube search bar. Also, the link is in the description of all the emails and places where it's been distributed, where you can watch it on GOCC Southwest. The link is there. Just simply click on that link. But we are on the GOCC Media for this live stream. We also are multicasting through Blog Talk, 515-605-9327. If you have something you would like to say, question, comment, anything you would like to add, press the number 1 after calling in. It looks like Blog Talk is working for the moment. We'll see how it goes. All right, so there is the number for Blog Talk. So make sure you're subscribed to GOCC Media. If you're not, right, also make sure that you are subscribed to our Friday night main YouTube channel, GOCC Southwest. From there, you will know where we're going to be. Here lately, we've been, you know, here on GOCC Media, but we also have a Twitch that we stream from, but we're diving in and going more in depth with, you know, a lot of the things that are censored here on this platform, mostly with in regards to in and around the things that happened in the year 2020, right, and all the things that have stemmed from that year. You know, typically we go to Twitch to discuss those things, but we don't have an issue with being able to talk about it. But here lately, we've been dealing mainly with just the news, okay? Just things that are happening more so outside of the medical parts of 2020. And so with that, you know, we're for now able to more so speak on those things freely. So that's the reason why we've been able to be here on YouTube here in recent weeks. Okay, looking to get back on schedule, looking to start doing GOCC Fit once again. We are gearing up for our GOCC Health Initiative as well as our Hebrew Gala in Augusta, Georgia in June. So a lot of work's going on behind the scenes when it comes to getting that up and prep. So definitely when it comes to health, you also can make sure that you're subscribed to GOCC Southwest, so that way whenever we do a live stream for GOCC Fit, you'll know that. Typically we do that here on GOCC Media. We do GOCC Fit on Fridays, all right? All of our backup content is archived on our Odyssey that typically that's done on Twitch. Okay, if we do it here on YouTube, then we typically don't back it up because there's no need to back it up because it's here. All right, Twitch doesn't allow us to keep the stream more than 7 days on our Twitch, so we have to back that up for you all who missed it or would like to rewatch on our Odyssey. All that information can be found on the GOCC Southwest YouTube channel under our links, where you can find our backup content. And don't worry, you know, we record all these broadcasts too, so at any moment, should something happen with, you know, the videos that have been done, you know, 10, 15 years ago that YouTube will go back and delete and say, well, now we've updated our terms, and now what you said back then violates the new terms, and they'll go in and they'll remove your video. So if they were to do that to any of these ones we've had here on YouTube, I record them all here on my computer, so they're all always backed up and can always be re-uploaded if they get taken down. All right. And I believe that is it for our Friday announcements. The Hebrew and Bible Academy has just started. It has just started. What are we going into week two this coming week? So it's not too late. If you missed week one, don't worry. You can get the links for all the recorded past content from last week's. Go to historytimes.org, historytimes.org, to find out more about the Hebrew and Bible Academy, as well as to sign up. Okay, make sure you get in there while you can, because so much information. And when we go into the information we go into from day in and day out, there's only so much we can cover in, you know, so much amount of time. So, you know, you only get bits and pieces, like on a Friday night. You're only going to get bits and pieces of a puzzle, right? A few puzzle pieces to a huge puzzle. So the Hebrew Academy, the Hebrew and Bible Academy is another place where you can get a lot of puzzle pieces to continue to help build that puzzle so you can see reality clearly, understand history, understand prophecy, learn more about our history and our culture, so on and so forth, right? We also have our new and revamped church website, gatheringchrist.org, all right, where you can go there. We have everything from the holy days to the Hebrew calendar. The new Hebrew calendars are out. If you'd like to buy one, you can get those from our website. We have the GOCC Network. Small business owners, entrepreneurs are there with the products and services. If you would like to support the community, you can do so there. If you'd like to join the network, you can also inquire through our website. Okay. And we also have the main YouTube channels, right? A Gathering 144 for our church is the primary channel. You can find our Sabbath lessons, Wednesday broadcasts, pre-Patreons, right? So many broadcasts and live streams over the years there. Okay, so make sure you subscribe if you're not. We also have the backup is GOCCNYC. So make sure you subscribe there. So anything happens to the main channel, we have the backup. Okay. So we have backups on backups, right? Because with this big tech conglomerate that's out there, you know, they're always looking to come against the truth. And so we want to have multiple outlets in case if something happens to one, we have a fallback. All right. And I believe that pretty much deals with the announcements. So now, without further delay, let's go into our title as well as insight on the content that we will be discussing for the live stream for today. The title is The Fallout from Civil and World War. The Fallout from Civil and World War. All right, now, so within this live stream, what are we gonna deal with? Well, so much to talk about. We talk about this live stream so much. But what is fallout? Right, we're gonna get some definitions here to get some understanding. Right, fallout. What is civil? Okay. What is world? I think pretty much everybody knows what the world is. And then we're talking about war. Okay. Would we say that civil war is going to happen? What is civil war? Could we say world? And what is that? Can we see these things being foreshadowed in our reality right now? Not just in mainstream media, but also within other forms of media. You know, media is the devil's programming device. Whether you're talking about mainstream media, you're talking about entertainment, you know, like video games, like this is his machine where he uses to program. So you have things like what you would call it white magic, lesser magic, predictive programming. Right, we're going to talk about Hollywood. Hollywood, which we know that the wood from the holly tree is where the witches and the wizard would go and take the wood and make wands. So we understand and know that within Hollywood is a wizard and witch's haven of casting spell casting. Okay? Spell casting, programming, also foreshadowing. So we're going to deal with Hollywood as well. And then last but not least, what does the Bible have to say when it comes to civil and world war and the fallout from such events? Now, for those that remember, 2 weeks ago on our live stream, we did the broadcast, Iranians' retaliation against Israelis imminently approaching. And we were talking about how, you know, it was imminent. All signs were there that was showing us imminently that an attack or a strike from Iran on Israel was near. That Friday night, we saw missiles raining from Lebanon by Hezbollah into northern Israel. And then we haven't, you know, done a live stream since that time. Since that time, what have we seen? What have we seen here? 1 second, let me bring it up. Get it for you all here. we have seen Iran attacks Israel. Tel Aviv says majority of drones missiles were intercepted. Right, Tel Aviv says majority of drones and missiles were intercepted. So we're going to check this out here real quick and just get some update on what is going on between Iran and Israel. And this happened, I believe, in our time, Saturday, what was it, Saturday early evening or late afternoon, where I was, Central Standard Time, where this started to happen. So early, like what, 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning hours on that side of the world when this happened. So right after we did the live stream, this attack and strike broke out. So we're going to check this out and get some little bit of insight to what all has happened and going on here between Iran and Israel. And what does this have to do with the live stream that we are going to discuss for today? All right, so there is a quick news report on what followed, you know, probably less than, you know, what, 24 hours from our last stream. So we haven't talked about that since then, so I wanted to definitely touch on that real quick. And here is some other visuals from that strike. We have a tweet here. Iranian missiles fly over Al-Aqsa Mosque, where Israel plans to slaughter a red heifer to start Armageddon. Okay, so here is the mosque in Israel, and a site of something that you've never can say that you've probably ever seen in Israel, because Israel doesn't, you know, receive this type of attack or any type of attack for the most part, especially in this part of the country. Let's just see this here. All right, so there is that scene over the mosque. You also have another scene here. It says circulated footage of Iranian missiles hitting Israel. So what happened is Israel stated that, yeah, you know, we took out 99% of the missiles and made it seem as if, you know, nothing really happened there, right? But, you know, when you look at some of this footage, it paints a different story that there was success with Iran within their strikes. Now, as you see here, you already see a missile that's already struck this area. And so you're seeing more missiles come down and hit. And what was said to have been 5 hypersonic missiles that hit a certain part of a military airport area of Israel. And as you see these missiles come down, notice how you don't see really any huge explosion, right? It's not like you're seeing mushroom clouds go up in the sky, because the Iranian strike wasn't meant to necessarily hit anything that caused significant damage. It was just to let Israel know that we can hit you at any time, and this is our warning, you know, to slow your roll, basically. That's more so what this was, just Iran flexing and showing, you know, your Iron Dome system, it's nothing for our, you know, our weaponry to penetrate, our arrows to penetrate your airspace and hit your land. Okay, so that's what you see happening here. We also have another video, more footage of Iranian missiles hitting Israel. This is those same missiles that hit, just a different different angle and different footage. Painting a image for brothers and sisters what's happened recently. And so here is some news now in the aftermath of that event. It's off Press TV. It says here, Iran operation, True Promise, inflicted strategic defeat on Israel. So this particular operation of Israel getting hit by Iran, the Iranians named it Operation True Promise. Let's see what's said here. It says, President Ibrahim Raisi says Iran's retaliatory operation against Israel inflicted not only a military defeat, but also a strategic setback on the occupying Tel Aviv regime and dissuaded certain regional Arab countries seeking to normalize diplomatic ties with the Zionist entity. The Zionist regime's defeat was an intelligent, security, and military one, but it was a strategic setback above all. Some countries sought to normalize relations with the Zionist regime, but they are now humiliated in the eyes of their own nations. This was a strategic failure for that regime. All right, keep going down here. Our armed forces are ensuring security and peace, establishing sovereignty across the region, and are completely reliable. The Iranian president stated, urging regional countries to rely on their own assets and Muslim forces rather than foreign interference and partnerships with Israel. Also, underscored that our Iran's Operation True Promise was limited and punitive, warning the Tel Aviv regime against any military adventurism as a stronger strike could have totally wiped it out. Okay, so basically Iran saying, look, if we really would have hit y'all the way we wanted, you know, the way we could, we would have wiped y'all off the map. Okay, this was just letting you know, this is just a small little taste of what we could do. He said the operation shattered the Israeli military's invincibility myth and proved that the regime's power is like a spider's web. Operation True Promise was a limited and not a comprehensive measure. If we had carried out a stronger operation, nothing would have been left out of Israel. Also, the Iranian army stands by the nation and acts to defend the homeland, territorial integrity, and the values of the Islamic Revolution. Our army has distinguished itself from other armies in the world in terms of belief and faith in God and reliance on divine power. Our army is skilled and trained force. Its military know-how is up to date, and such a skill has distinguished the Iranian army. The army is equipped with sophisticated innovations and technologies, the hardware that once had to be operated by other countries before the Islamic Revolution is now updated by capable technicians in the armed forces. Our equipped and updated army alongside the IRGC and other armed forces constitute the pillars of our nation's authority. All right, so Iran standing bold and proud with what they demonstrated against the Jewish state. And from there, they issued a warning. Another article here on Press TV. In any war of wills, Iran will give crushing response to aggression. Okay, so this is a week later. Their army chief. It says, addressing a meeting with a number of Iranian army commanders in Tehran on Thursday, Mousavi stressed the importance of remaining vigilant in the face of any possible threat, but reiterated at the same time that Iran has no intention to spread war. He added that a series of Iran's retaliatory strikes against the Israeli-occupied territories earlier this month manifested unity among Iran's army, the Islamic Revolution Guard Corps, and Defense Ministry. Okay, we talked about Operation True Promise. Mousavi wished increasing dignity for the honorable Iranian nation and a final victory for the resistance axis, particularly the oppressed people of Palestine and Gaza, as well as acceleration of the Israeli regime's collapse. Okay, so it says here, the in retaliation to what happened to the embassy in Syria when Iran's embassy got hit, we talked about it, that they promised a retaliation. The retaliation was the IRGC targeted the occupied territories on April 13th with a barrage of drones and missiles. The retaliatory strike have inflicted damage on Israeli military bases across the occupied Palestinian territories. Following the reprisal, Iran warned Israel against taking any retaliatory actions and also urged the U.S. to try not to involve itself in the conflict and signaled that it viewed the matter as concluded. Now, since then, there was a retaliation by Israel that happened in Iran, and you have conflicting information on both sides. You have on the Iranian side, you have them saying nothing happened in Iran, and on the Israeli side, you have them saying that they were able to do, you know, different types of damage or whatnot with the situation. So, you know, one second here. So, you know, it's nothing really of evidence is showing that there was really anything that happened with the retaliatory strike by Israel on Iran. Also, you haven't seen any type of, you know, retaliation from Iran after this particular operation that happened there. So we could probably say it's safe to say that, you know, if anything did happen, it wasn't of any significance, right? It wasn't of any significance enough to really look to escalate this thing, you know, to another level. So right now, where things stand is things are pretty quiet, okay? Things are pretty quiet, but of course, when you see these things happening, you know, people start to, you know, you could start to become hysterical, right? We're going to talk about that, especially for members of our church, because for years we have prophesied, according to the Bible, that Iran would play a major part in Bible prophecy, especially when we're talking about judgment on America. Right? So when a person sees this happening, they will, you know, think, oh my gosh, this is the end of America, start to panic, and you'll see people maybe start doing things like getting on planes and, you know, you know, say I'm fleeing Babylon, its destruction is near, and you know, find themselves in another country somewhere, and you know, time will go by, and life will keep going, and then they'll find themselves in a place where they need help now, and now they'll reach out to the church for help to come bail them out of a position they put themselves in. So we want to also, within this broadcast, deal with the fact that even though Iran is a major player in end-time prophecy, there is still so much prophecy left, right? There is still so much prophecy left, and we want to go through a lot of this prophecy. We want to be able to give brothers and sisters a clear understanding of where we are according to prophecy, so that brothers and sisters can see a timeline, and they can get a better understanding of how things play out. And then the encouragement when it comes to, you know, not getting caught up in a hysterical, fearful manner when you see certain events happen. Don't let that be what causes you now to just lose your wits because, oh my God, the church said that Iran was going to judge America, so this is it. Well, Iran has sent missiles into Israel, not America. Not only that, but it stops. See, when you understand prophecy, you understand how it's all going to play itself out. You understand the other prophecies that must come to pass first, right? So we want to deal with that. And let me pull it up here. We're going to be dealing with some maps today too, because we want to go to geography class, and we want to understand things geographically. Very, very important to understand geography, history, so that you can understand prophecy. So here's a map we're going to be touching on today as well, so we can understand Iran. So what you see here is an ancient map of the Medo-Persian Empire, right? We're going to talk about the statue in the book of Daniel as well, but the Medo-Persian Empire was the second part of the statue, right? It's the second part. And so this is an empire that at one point ruled the earth. The children of Israel were under captivity to this empire. So here you see where it says Persia. This is modern day Iran, this particular area right here. But their empire extended well beyond Iran, what we see today. It extended into parts of Arabia, Saudi Arabia, Syria, you know, different parts of Turkey. You have Greece here, even Egypt. Okay, even Egypt you see here with being a part of this Medo-Persian Empire. Okay, let me just make sure that you all are seeing this. All right, so we're going to be dealing with that. Let me also show you the statue as well. There goes the statue. Okay, so you have the statue that you hear about and we read about in the book of Daniel, Daniel chapter 2. This statue represents the empires that will rule the earth. The children of Israel will be in captivity starting at the current empire, which was the Babylonian, the ancient Babylonian empire, which is the head of the statue. Okay, this was around the year 600 BC. It was also described, this was Daniel 2. This particular statue was described, but you also had Daniel. Actually, I understand. One second here. I know what's going on. Why y'all aren't seeing the map. Let me pull the map back up. One second. Was making some adjustments, and the map did not show. So I'll pull it back up for you all to see it. All right, so you should see it now. Should see it now. So going back to this Medo-Persian Empire, here you have Persia. So this particular area here would be like your modern-day Iran. Here you have the Persian Gulf. You would have Kuwait right here, Saudi Arabia, Jordan, Turkey, okay, Syria, Lebanon, what we know as the Israeli state today right here on this strip, and then you have Egypt and then even parts of Greece. So the Medo-Persian Empire extended this whole area. So we're going to talk about this empire. We're talking about this map. And if for those of you who have seen the movie 300, then you'll understand who we're talking about here. King Xerxes was the king of this empire during that movie, and they came into Greece. All right, they were coming into Greece, and this is the time there was a time when the Greeks then rose up and took down this empire. Okay, when you go to the book of Daniel chapter 2, Daniel talks about this statue. Right, the head of this statue was during the time that Daniel was given this vision. The children of Israel were under captivity of the ancient Babylonians, 605 BC, in and around the time of 605 BC. Well, after that, empire rose and fell. You had the Medo-Persian Empire from around 539 BC. It was the bear in Daniel chapter 7, the silver, the breast and the arms of this statue that you see here. This was the Medo-Persian Empire. So we're going to talk about this statue also within our broadcast tonight. And the head of the statue was also the lion in Daniel chapter 7. Okay, we're going to talk about those things. Okay, so now, before we go there, 1 second, pull this up for you here, because we want to make sense of all this stuff happening. You know, people have to understand how much prophecy and how much stuff has to, has to come to pass. It doesn't just happen in a split of, snap of a finger. So we want to kind of lay things out within that in this live stream. We also, again, going to break the title down. Let's check out this right here real quick from Bill Cooper. It says, Bill Cooper was asked over 40 years ago about the role of Israel in the Middle East. He said Israel was created as the instrument to bring about the battle of Armageddon and the fulfillment of prophecy. So he said Israel was created. Now this is fair use on this video here. Fair use. And it would, and not only was it created, but it would be an instrument used to bring about the battle of Armageddon and the fulfillment of prophecy. Now, we're talking a lot about this, especially with Albert Pike's Three World War letter, right, when he spoke about the three world wars and how Zionism would be used, okay, and how it would be used to provoke the Muslim Arabic world, and then together within that, Zionism and Islam would be destroyed, the Muslim world, the Jewish state, they would all destroy themselves. This is an Albert Pike's Three World War letter. Well, let's see what William Cooper had to say, who was said to have been taken out in the 90s, said to have been a guy that was speaking the truth back then that they took out, allegedly. But let's hear his words here for what he had to say about the Jewish state. The only way that we can guarantee no more war is if we destroy the sovereignty of nations. If anybody remembers, the elders have been talking about it, right, with the embassy attack. When you attack embassies, you're attacking a country's sovereignty, right? So what we're looking at is the beginning of the destruction of the sovereignty of nations. Well, there's not going to be any borders. It's going to be one world order. Everything is going to be one. Similar to how it was under Nimrod with the Tower of Babel. So, of course, ahead of his time, he felt that it would happen in 1996, even though there are elements, a lot of elements that happened in and around in the 90s. We talked about the map, the Medo-Persian map. And in the early 90s, you had the beginnings of this with the Persian Gulf War. America had already started this this you know, started the fuse to be being lit in the early 90s when they invaded Kuwait, right? And Kuwait sits right here, which is right next to Iran. So they told you that they're here for Kuwait. No, they're here to build a base, build bases to go against Iran. And then they went into Iraq, which is right here, and would say that, yeah, Saddam Hussein, we're there to get him. So they went in there and they torched the oil fields. And then America left, establishing now the base here in Kuwait. And then, of course, we know how the story goes. 10 years later, 9/11 happens. And eventually Saddam Hussein would be taken down. More on these things later. But yeah, so it started then. A lot of what we see happening now started way back then. Okay. So William Cooper was just seeing these things way ahead of his time. So now that we've kind of got up to speed to what's happened since the last live stream, now let's go back to our title for tonight. Let's break it down. What is our title? The Fallout from Civil and World War. The Fallout from Civil and World War. So now let's first deal with the definitions. All right, let me pull the definitions up here. And what is the definition for fallout? Here's some definitions. It says the settling to the ground of airborne particles ejected into the atmosphere from the earth by explosions, eruptions, forest fires, etc., especially such settling from nuclear explosions, radioactive fallout. So William Cooper just spoke about a nuclear Armageddon being started by Israel, and it was created as an instrument to bring this about. So this is just one definition of fallout, okay? But a more broader definition, or a more universal definition we're going to get here in a moment. You also have the particles themselves within this explosion can be seen as fallout. So a more broader definition of fallout says an unexpected or incidental effect, outcome, or product. You also have effects or results. Okay, so fallout are the effects or the results, unexpected or incidental, that brings forth an outcome or product. And so when you have an event, you then what comes at the end of the event is the fallout. Okay, what comes after the event, which could also be referred to as the aftermath, is the fallout. All the effects now that come from an event. So now that we have the understanding of fallout, let's get the understanding of the word civil. The definitions of civil: of, relating to, or consisting of citizens. Okay. Citizens of the Commonwealth or state. You also have of citizens in their ordinary capacity or of the ordinary life and affairs of citizens as distinguished from military and ecclesiastical life and affairs. Of the citizen as an individual, befitting citizen. So when we talk about civil, in this particular context, we're talking about civil war. Understand that civil war, I know a lot of times we talk about civil war. We think back to America in the 1800s, late 1800s, whenever President Lincoln was president, and you had the American Civil War. If you think about something along the lines of color, you know, black versus white, you're thinking, okay, that's Civil War. When you have to understand that Civil War is any type of war that has to do anything with citizens. When you have citizens warring against one another in any capacity, that's Civil War. Doesn't matter what the dynamics are there, black, white, man, woman, gender, gender persuasion, political affiliation. It doesn't matter what the dynamics are. Every single one would fall under it being civil, which basically means the civilians warring against each other. Civilians warring against one another. That's what a civil war is. In any type of capacity, that's a civil war. It says here, of or in a condition of social order or organized government, adhering to the norms of polite social intercourse, not deficient in common courtesy. So when they say, you know, you're being civil with someone, typically that means that you're basically morally, you know, lawfully are, you know, adhering to civil discourse between a person. You know, as Christ would say, you know, do unto others as you would want them to do unto you. Okay, treat your neighbor as you would treat yourself. Be civil with one another. That's what another word for, another definition for civil. Okay, this means to be polite, courteous with someone. Would be to be civil. Okay, so we are to be civil with one another. We are to, as the scripture says, it's to be possible all that lies within you, be at peace with all men. But what happens when that peace gets disturbed? Okay, and things are out of alignment, and now that polite social intercourse has been eradicated, okay, has disintegrated. We also have what else? Marked by benevolence. Legally recognized in the ordinary affairs of life, of or relating to civil law. We know the scriptures has, we have our civil laws according to God. Thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not murder, thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not bear false witness, you know, honor your mother and your father, right? You know, you have all these laws that we have within our own code of how we operate with one another to be civil. All right, so when we talk about civil war, now we're talking about opposite of being civil with one another. And then when we talk about world, I'm pretty sure we all know what world is, right? The world is the globe, you know, the countries of the world, right? The countries of the world. So we're talking about the effects. We talk about the fallout from civil and world war. We're talking about the effects, the byproduct that comes from citizens, right? Citizens of a country. And then also of the world at war. You have citizens within the society at war, and then you have countries within the world at war. What is the effects that come from such events? Also, how do we get to that point? What has to happen for us to get to a point where society has broken down, or it has gotten to this point? And are we seeing those things happening right now? Are we starting to see the beginnings of this breakdown in our society, civilly and nationally, to where they can get to the place? They wrote about this day. It would be a one world order. But they also said what must happen in order to get there. You must break society down. Are we seeing society being broken down before our eyes for us to get to this point? All right, we're going to talk about that. We also say we're going to talk about Hollywood, or some may call it Holly Weird. A lot of strange stuff going in Hollywood. You know, of course, they have a lot of people distracted with a lot of the stuff within the gossip world of, you know, the sexual abuse and all these things happening within Hollywood, and the different people that are rolling out, you know, Sean Puffy Combs, and now even you hear, you know, Weinstein and his case being overturned, all this stuff that they're throwing at us that's within the Hollywood industry, which we already know and have known about that industry and what goes on within that. Why are they throwing all this stuff out now? At the same time, we've also seen in the Hollywood machine what they've produced in their productions that they've been putting out, right? Going all the way back to the beginning of Hollywood. You can go back, I don't care, 60, 70, 80, however long ago before it, you know, motion picture started. But they were putting a lot of this stuff in the entertainment. The predictive programming for the lesser magic, Hollywood, from the witch's wand, the wizards, right? These Wizards of Oz. And we've talked about this movie, Leave the World Behind, which came out at the end of 2023, produced by the Obamas. Okay. What can we draw to these particular, these particular productions? Can we draw from them and be able to see things? Well, they talk about art imitating life and life imitating art. Can we see some of these dynamics that we've been shown in these productions materializing in our reality right now, right? And as well as other productions that have come out more, so maybe further. But here recently, we've been being bombarded, it seems like, with these movies that we're drawing some very strange and peculiar parallels to our reality and events that are happening that we're seeing unfold. It may be some things that haven't happened, but we can see some foreshadowing on the world stage that we could see such events happen. Well, let's go over here to, and this is fair use. This is a scene out of Fair Use. We talk about Civil War. Right? There's a particular scene out of the movie Leave the World Behind where this is discussed. All right, and I want to break this scene down and see, is this giving us insight into understanding the topic and title that we have for our live stream today, and as well as our reality going forward. All right, let's check this out. Again, fair use. So we hear the word bunker. We need to get to that bunker, right? Let's keep, remember that term bunker, more on that later. He said, I wanted to share with you my suspicions because all the signs were there, but you would have called me crazy. You would have called me a conspiracy theorist if I had told you earlier with this sneaky suspicion I had. Right? How many of us can relate to that, where we talk to family members about things that we would be deemed conspiratorial, only later for it to happen? Right? We get called conspiracy theorists and, you know, nut jobs and whack jobs. I don't think too many times we get an apology later or acknowledgement later after it happens. Right? But nonetheless, This is what we're witnessing here in this scene here in the world behind. Let's keep going. It would have made sense if we were on the brink of an all-out invasion. See, if it's an all-out invasion, that's clear what's going on. But in this particular movie, that's not what's going on. It's not an all-out invasion. It's more subtle. It's more cryptic. It's more hidden. Psychological. Right? This is how a sorcerer, you know, harnesses their power. It's how a wizard harnesses their power to be able to war against you in the unseen realm. Well, you're at war. You don't know who you're at war with. It's them, and you can't see them, and you don't know it's them. Okay? And they're winning because you have no clue what's going on. And through this war of attrition, you're slowly being taken out bit by bit. Because his partner works in the defense sector, so he has a client that's within the defense sector of government. He analyzes a lot of the cost benefit of military campaigns. Wouldn't that be something we could say Obama would, if he doesn't know, which being president of the United States for two terms, I don't know how he wouldn't be briefed on a lot of these particular scenarios. Wouldn't you say that he it wouldn't be hard for him to find out? Right? So we're now seeing this being put into a movie that everyone was raving about when it came out. So everybody's receiving, whether they realize it or not, this programming. There was one program, speaking of programming, there was one program that terrified his client the most. And you know, forgive me, friendly, but I have to stop this, not only for breaking this down bit by bit, but for fair use to make sure that, you know, we don't have to deal with any of that from this platform. Okay, so I'm going to stop it just for that sake of nothing else. Okay, there was a program that scared his client the most. A simple three-stage maneuver that could topple a country's government from within. Let's hear about this three-stage maneuver. That you could topple a country's government from within, meaning you don't have to lift a finger on the outside to bring the country down. Just do it from within. And then nobody would suspect that a country would be taken down like that. It's our Trojan horse. We'll release the Trojan horse. It's this, and it's crazy because this is the same tactic and blueprint that's been used for centuries. This isn't anything new. It may be repackaged, updated, more high-tech technology that's able to be utilized now than it was in times past. But when you go back and look at the War of Troy, right, within that story, you see the same tactic being used, which is called the Trojan Horse. First stage, isolation. Able, the communications. Here you have a satellite phone. You know, some people may have a satellite phone thinking, okay, if the cell phone towers got taken down or something happened, and we've seen a lot of that happening here recently with these cell phone companies having outages where the cellular networks don't work for a period of time. A lot of that happening here lately. Again, art imitating life and life imitating art. But people say, oh, give me a sat phone. Well, in this movie, even the sat phone was, you know, a problem. We're trying to use it to communicate. So first thing, take the communications down. They can't communicate, so they don't know what's going on. So they're isolated now. It's just you and whoever you're around. That's it. That's all you got. No internet. As we tell people, hey, get in church. Get those relationships built. When the grid goes down, or there's no communications, all, you know, the access to online is gone. You're not going to have it. Can't just go online and say, okay, let me see what to do next. It's not going to be there. Keep going. Transportation now is getting taken down. We're going to talk more about this ship here in a moment. Okay, take down the transportation. Make the target as deaf, dumb, and paralyzed as possible. So your ships aren't going to be able to move you from place to place. Your cars are now all controlled Tesla cars. So they want, they're trying to get everybody in these electric cars. They're saying global warming. And we got to get rid of the gasoline cars because this is all by design, family. Okay, it's all by design. They had to create the boogeyman, which is global warming, to get you to give up your gasoline car to hop in the computerized electric controlled vehicle, because that can be controlled. Okay, easier to control. Shut your cars down. Shut the planes down. So now you're stuck. You're not going anywhere. You know, more than likely, like you can get on a non electrical powered boat, and you can navigate that water, or you can find a horse. Okay, you have some other means, but most of the means that you're used to being able to travel will be gone. What else? Which sets you up now for the second stage. Synchronized chaos. Now that you're isolated and you can't go anywhere, now it's time to drive you insane. Okay? We're going to see how you operate with people in a society where the tensions, the civil tensions of a society, the division, is so high, we're going to put you in a box, shake that box around in chaos, and now see how you survive and with interacting. And not only that, we've made it to where everybody's so antisocial through social media and through the device, you don't even know how to interact with people anymore. Right? So you've been set up for this stage not to succeed with your neighbor one-on-one. You even know them. Most people don't even know their neighbors or the people in their community. Terrorize them with covert attacks and misinformation. We're going to deal with that, you know, what you're seeing here on your screen here in a moment. Overwhelming their weapons capabilities, leaving them open to extremists within their own military. Without a clear enemy or motive. Now it becomes dog eat dog, survival of the fittest. Only the strong survive. Every man for himself, right? Civil war, okay? Citizens not able to get along, interact in a civil manner because, hey, I got to eat. I got to survive. My family got to survive. Desperate means call for desperate measures. So what comes next? As society breaks down, because most people aren't prepared mentally, spiritually, or physically to endure and survive such a situation. It'll, you know, catch 99% of people off guard. Even the people that are prepared for it still have to deal with the nut jobs and the wackos out there who have lost their minds. You still got to deal with them, and you prepared as much as you could. Like you see here, this particular man on the porch, he prepared. He has all the stuff he needs in his house, but he still has to deal with a gun situation, right? Gun drawn situation of trying to protect what he's attained because they are not prepared. Comes the turn. Now people start turning on one of them. Here's a civil war. And then perfectly, you have the American flag right here. This is all sorcery, because it's all magic. And they put these things here like this. It's not an accident, right? It's all in our face. If done successfully, the third stage would happen on its own. So really with this three-stage plan, it's really only a two-plan maneuver. If you can, if the first two stages are successful, the third one happens on its own. What's the third? Coup d'etat. What's coup d'etat? Civil war. Civil war. If somebody say, oh, this is just a movie. You know, certainly this would never happen, especially here in America, right? Well, we're going to see. We're going to look at stuff happening in our reality currently, recently, as well as look and see what the Bible has to say about all this. I think we'll find the answers to whether or not this is just a movie or, you know, we're actually being shown their plans in entertainment form. Collapse. Okay? The collapse. Program was considered the most cost-effective way to destabilize a country. Cost-effective, meaning you don't got to spend any money on military, sending troops in, military weapons in, tanks, helicopters. You're not going to lose any soldiers. You're not going to fire any bullets. You're not spending hardly any money. And you're saving resources, valuable resources to be used later. Can be safe, and you'll let the people do, you'll let the citizens do your bidding and your dirty work, right? Why don't we just use them and we can kill two birds with one stone, right? Cost effective, right? Because if the target nation was dysfunctional enough, it would in essence do the work for you. And tell me America is not a dysfunctional nation. Doesn't mean other countries aren't dysfunctional. What place is more dysfunctional than America right now? Show me a place in the world as a country. I'm not talking about, you know, there are things going on outside the country. I'm talking about within a society. Show me a more dysfunctional society than America right now. And I don't think it's close. So primarily when we talk about this, we're really speaking about what, you know, could take place here. Does it mean it's not going to happen in other places? But it's going to be worse because the dysfunction here is worse. Okay? A super divided country. And us as black people, we know all too well how divided even within our communities we are. To where even as genders, we can't even get along. You know what's a problem within your own community if male and female who were designed to coexist and become one can't even get along. That's all the way types of dysfunction. Right? They started it, but they want us to finish it. Okay? They hit the fuse, they lit the fuse, and we're going to bring the gasoline to burn the whole thing down. That's how it works. All these movements and things that you see happening, we're going to get to that here in a moment. They light the fuse, they spark the fuse, and they'll let us then bring the gasoline to finish what they started. The agent provocateur. This was part of Albert Pike's plan. When he talked about the Third World War, he said, we will get the agent provocateurs of the Illuminati. They need to provoke, spark the plan, and then we'll finish. And now, it's starting to set in, right? It took a moment, But now the father and his son, after being just laid down and thinking about everything going on, it's all starting to make sense, right? Right? They are in a what do they call those? A panic room. How do you get out? How do you get out the panic room called America at this point? Only through divine intervention. Only those who have got the oil in their lamps are going to have the light, the hedge of protection to make it through when it goes down. Okay? Then you get the alarm going off. Alarm time. We're gonna pick back up on the alarm later. Later within the broadcast. Right? The fallout of civil and world war. Now at the same time that this attack happened with Iran and Israel, right? What movie did Hollywood introduce us to? At the same time, this attack with Iran, let's show you how this is synchronized, family. This is all synchronized. Okay, these things are running parallel at the same time. This is not just happenstance or coincidence. Hollywood, at the same moment that Iran was about to strike Israel, this movie was released on Thursday. Iran was striking Israel by Saturday. Civil war. This is a journey across a dystopian future America, following a team of military-embedded journalists as they race against time to reach D.C. before rebel factions descend upon the White House. And again, we've seen many productions that are similar to a movie like this. This is just the latest chapter, all right? The latest chapter of Hollywood's movie dealing with this particular instance, but the timing. They align their Hollywood with real life, real time. It's the reason why when you look up and you see a movie come out, you look at what's going on in reality, it's happening real time. And when you do the research, you've already talked about Operation Mockingbird, how the CIA, right, and the Pentagon run mainstream media. The Pentagon runs mainstream media through the CIA. Okay? And also through the research, you learn that Hollywood gets their movie ideas and scripts and storylines from the Pentagon and the CIA. So how is it that the military and the central intelligence agencies have so much influence with Hollywood? Because when the truth is stranger than fiction, right, giving people the real truth and all of its horrors is way more entertaining than just making something up that isn't true. It's the reason why people, when these movies come out, they flock to the theaters to watch them. Most of them for purely entertainment purposes only, to get their latest spell casting programming to be put under the spell. You have those like myself and maybe you brothers and sisters that go critically to look at what's going on or when you watch a movie to see what's going on. But most people are just watching it for pure entertainment value, for the latest fix, right? Because it resonates, because it's in all of its horror, how shocking and whatever disbelief or unbelief that it could ever happen, right? Something about it just draws you to it as a unsuspecting person to look at it as entertainment, as part of the spell, to reel you in. What else do we have here before we jump over to a video? Because we're dealing with just movies right now. We're about to do a video game here in a moment. Because it's all part of their Hollywood. You also had, you have, for those that are familiar with Marvel, this came out in 2016, Captain America Civil War. You thought it was just entertainment. No, they've been grooming America for this Civil War. You take the Captain off, you have America Civil War. They've been predictively programming and foreshadowing this war coming for a long time. But also within this Marvel Cinematic Universe, at the end of the first phase of their movies, it ended with a depopulation event, Infinite War, following by the depopulation event. It was Infinity War, Avengers Infinity War. Then after that, you had Avengers Endgame, where not only, you know, the world was depopulated, the whole universe was depopulated. So they showed us, they're showing us the Civil War, and they also showing us the depopulation event right before 2020. What did Endgame come out, 2019, or was that 2018? Yeah, right before the lockdown comes the Endgame. The Infinity War and the Endgame to show us the depopulation event was coming the year before the lockdown happened. You think that's coincidence, family? And Marvel and DC Comics with their comic books and their movies, there's so much in them. With the Nephilim, with all these superheroes are after the order of the Nephilim. But you even have the new Captain America, which was at one point New World Order. See? The next Captain America that comes out, New World Order. But it's just coincidence. Right? It's just a coincidence that the new Captain America originally was called New World Order. And they had to change it from all of the, you know, people that were now catching on to this title. They changed it to Brave New World, which we know is the same thing. It's just a different way to say it. Okay, you've heard the terminology Brave New World before in regards to New World Order. Before we move forward, because I'm laying all this out, because we're going to come back to these particular movies as we go through the information we're going to go through tonight, and as we go through the scriptures, we're going to be referring back to these movies, right? So much in these movies, as well as video games, and I share with you brothers and sisters just a little bit that I see. I know you brothers and sisters probably see, you know, a whole lot of things, you know, we don't see so much in it. But I try not to go too deep with it, but just enough to where something's just obvious. Like, okay, that's clear. You also have, we're going to check this out. We've shown a lot of this stuff many, many times. And we're coming back here because right now there's so much that's happening in our reality that just is lines right up with this stuff. Shattered Union, the video game, fair use, and again, I will be stopping it to interject and break some of these points down as well as for fair use purposes. So you had the most unpopular presidential election in American history, where the 44th president was installed. Now, when you do the math, Donald Trump was the 44th president, right? Because you had, I think it was it Garfield? I think it was Garfield. Garfield had, he was counted as president twice because he didn't serve concurrent terms. He was elected, then there was another president that came in after him, and then Garfield got reelected. So he served president and was counted the two different numbers of presidents, but he's still just one man. So when you do the math, Donald Trump was the 44th president. You also have a book called The Last President in the 1800s where the president's name was Trump, right? But nonetheless, we're seeing this political climate, this volatile political climate where Donald Trump now, president, Biden comes in and is term after him, and now Trump looking to run for president again this coming year for this election. So very, very key. We're in a key moment leading up to the election, which happens supposedly in November. Let's keep going here, of this year. So what do you see also with this unpopular presidential election? Terror attacks. Keep all of these things in mind as we're going through the information tonight, family. Terror attacks. Growing numbers of militias. Domestic terrorism. These are buzzwords. Okay? Write all these buzzwords down. Terror attack, militia groups, extremist militia groups, domestic terrorism. This all fits part of that plan we just heard about. It's, was laid out in Leave the World Behind. It's this three-step maneuver, three-stage maneuver, right? In order to bring the end game to what you have for a said country like America, its collapse, you must break the country down. We're going to talk about that. How do you break the country down and bring it to its collapse? Martial law, another buzzword. Homeland Security Act. So these are things that we look for in our reality. Will we see this in our news tonight? Have we seen it in our news in recent times? Then you have the Supreme Court involved. We've seen this happen with Trump and Biden through this mail-in ballots that happened because of the lockdown in 2020, right? But the Supreme Court had to get involved with the election. A sham election, which leads to public outrage. A shot is fired, an assassination shot fired at the president. Then you have the inauguration. Okay, therefore, the president's been elected. Here comes the inauguration. What happened at the inauguration? Washington, D.C. then gets hit by a low-yield nuke event, terrorist attack. Now, if that's not going to bring the country under total martial law, I don't know what is. The destruction, so Washington, D.C., how many movies have we seen? What are the movies? Olympus Has Fallen, and what was the one with Jamie Foxx, but he was president. The name of that movie, where Washington, D.C. is attacked. We've seen these movies in more recent times, more and more movies of Washington, D.C. being attacked. Now it's been destroyed. Now this game came out in 2005. This isn't a recent game. This was 20 years ago. Washington, D.C. is destroyed. Now the hedge of command has been broken in America. There is no more Washington, D.C. Well, what happens now? That's the political headquarters. Sends the nation into chaos. In an emergency vote, who? The European Union. Notice, remember that. European Union. I'm going to jump back on them later, issues an emergency vote to send in UN peacekeepers. To secure America, to secure national interest, that now the UN has been sent in their troops by the Ten Horns, the EU. So the state of California secedes from the U.S. as a state in the Union and becomes its own country. Texas then proceeds to also declare itself sovereign and become its own country. Now, it's funny because, and I don't want to give the movie away for those who haven't seen it, so I hope this isn't giving away too much. But whenever you go and you've watched this movie, Civil War, the new one that just came out, this one here, it's the same two states that are seceded from the Union in this movie, California and Texas. So it's no mystery what has been programmed. The two states that are going to be the biggest parts in this are being shown to be the biggest parts in this, Texas and California. Keep going. The once united states of America, because you know when you're united, you're unified, becomes what? A second American Civil War now erupts, battling one another to reclaim the nation. And here you have a house divided against itself cannot stand, which we know Christ said that, but yet they give a quote to Abraham Lincoln, all right? So, yeah, he may have said that, but you know who said it before, Lincoln, Christ. Okay, so put the Bible verse up there. But nonetheless, we know what happened during Abraham Lincoln's time. So he wants a United States of America becomes what? Divided. Okay? The divide or the division. And becomes a shattered union. Okay? So that is for dealing with the predictive programming side of things. Now we're going to go into some of the elements happening within our reality right now. The dynamics, and let's examine them. Okay, let's now examine them. Now, before we do that, because when you talk about Civil War in America, there are two train of thoughts for the most part, I would say, right now, if you were looking at it right now, that you could probably make a guess. One could say that there will not be an election this year. That whether it be what you see happening in the Middle East, because we know during times of war, there is no changing of presidents, all that's suspended. So the current president would stay in office, which could lead to a civil war if there's no election, amongst other different things happening within that leading to civil war. Or you could have a president who's installed. And then because that president has been installed, let's say Donald Trump, then now here comes the Civil War, because you'll have countries that, like California, that will secede because they are against Trump. Okay, so either side, you're looking at potential Civil War, or even beyond this particular election in the future, but just kind of more so two train of thoughts, whether there'll be an election this year or it'll happen with the president in office. Civil War will happen. I would say those are probably the two most popular school of thought we're talking about, Civil War. Now, let's move forward here. Also, what has happened since our last live stream? How many of you all experienced this, heard about this? Off NBC News, major 911 outages in four states leave millions without an easy way to contact authorities. This happened in the date here is April 18th, so about a week ago. Let's see. Let's see what all happened there. It said law enforcement agencies across four states were left scrambling following reports of major 911 outages that left millions unable to quickly contact authorities in emergencies late Wednesday. Many of the outages reported in Nebraska, Nevada, South Dakota, and Texas were restored by late evening, but the FCC said Thursday its investigation is just getting started. Okay, and we all know what 911 means. We did the broadcast recently, Revelation 911. 911, we know, means emergency. Right? So what happens now when you're in a place of emergency and you go to use that service and it's not available to you? Okay, that's a breakdown in communication. Also, right, we know 911 meaning emergency, meaning we have maybe some foreshadowing going on here, but not only emergency coming, of course, the 911 services will be affected in a serious emergency. Even if they work, they'd be overwhelmed. So many people calling in needing help, they probably wouldn't get help because it would be just overwhelmed, inundated. Okay? So we also could see some predictive programming going on here, some beta testing happening. It says here, so far there's no indication that the outages were caused by a cyber attack or other malicious act. Interesting, because then this now takes me back to something within art spoke about tonight, and you spoke about, you know, before now. And also earlier this year, we talked about the cell phone outages that have been happening. So here off of Hollywood, The Witch's Wand reporter, Leave the World Behind trending amid nationwide cellular outage, amid nationwide cellular outrage. Many are making the same reference to Netflix apocalyptic disaster movie after nationwide cell networks went down. It says, get to your bunker and stay away from those Teslas because we're apparently living in the opening act of Netflix Leave the World Behind. And of course, you have the sarcasm coming from the Hollywood Reporter, okay, mocking those people, drawing comparison that this is just too eerily weird, that, you know, right on the heels of this movie's release, you're seeing a nationwide cell phone outage that struck the U.S. on Thursday morning and impacted more than 70,000 customers. AT&T, Verizon, T-Mobile, some of you all out there may have been affected. This was back in February 22nd. And check this out. The problem is serious as it impacted emergency services such as 911. Again, we're seeing that 911 being shown, okay? You know what happened on September the 11th, which was 9/11, an event. So 9/11 is synonymous, meaning a lot of different things, right? We just went through a solar eclipse, right? And we know that there was all type of occultic rituals happening, CERN and NASA. Okay, shooting rockets up in the sky, opening up portals on that day. And we know that when you look at CERN, it is seated in the areas of Apollo or Apollyon, the ancient places of worship for Apollyon. Let me see if I can put pull that up here real quick. In St. Genis Pauli is where CERN is located, part of it, in this territory. The town and temple for this particular area dedicated to Apollyon. We know that Shiva the Destroyer is the same as Apollo or Apollyon, and that the Shiva Destroyer statue sits at CERN. And when you read Revelation 9:11, it talks about the angel and the king of the bottomless pit who had dominion over the demons coming out of the pits. Revelation 9:1:1. All right, let's come back here. So now, this sounds like a scene out of Leave the World Behind. Still, everyone is seemingly making the same reference. Netflix's recent apocalyptic disaster movie, Leave the World Behind. Isn't it funny how all these references and drawing from this movie, is it, these events just keep, you know, just as soon as this movie comes out, it's like these events happen, and it's like, dang, I just, it was like, you know, something I just watched this movie, and it's like, you know, I just watched the movie, and here it is, I'm seeing this happening in our reality, real time. Okay? Real time. And it dropped at the end of the year going into this 2024 year where these, where, you know, we're seeing this happening. Okay? And it opens up this movie, all communications going down after satellites get disabled and an apparent cyber attack. Now, we know in the movie it happened and it was, you know, it was permanent. It wasn't just an outage and come back on. Okay, but what we're seeing are foreshadowing. We're seeing tremors. We're seeing birth pains. Right? We're seeing the shadow of things to come. Instances of these events. So let me see if there's any more here. It's just a movie. There's no truth to it. It's just coincidence. Right? But then, not too long after this, we fast forward. And again, the 9/11, this 9/11 outage wasn't involving cell phones. They said it was a fiber cut. They were installing a light pole fiber, and then now four states had a 9/11 outage a week ago. 2 months ago, it was a cell phone outage that didn't allow people to access 9/11 or their phone in general. Typically, when your phone doesn't work, let's say if you don't have cellular service, let's say you're don't pay your bill or you don't have a SIM card, typically 9/11 always works on your phone. Okay, it's always supposed to work. So what happens when it doesn't work? All right, so this should be something that people should be paying attention to. I know especially for our sisters because, and not maybe sisters in our church, because sisters in our church are well aware, but, you know, our sisters have become very dependent upon 911, feel very comfortable because at any time something goes wrong, they can just call the police to bail them out of a situation, to help them in a situation, and to where it's been weaponized, right, in our community by our sisters. But this is a sign to those sisters out there who, you know, maybe stumble across this video who aren't part of our church. What are you going to do when 911 doesn't work? Okay? And it's going down real time, and you're single, by yourself, or you and your child are by yourself, and you're totally out of pocket, right? I think 2020, when the lockdown happened, it shined a huge light on this. When sisters were out there by themselves, trying to fend for them amongst the people to get stuff that they needed to survive. This is how Kevin Samuels blew up, because Kevin Samuels seen this and said, man, there's a serious problem in our community where women have no men. And when these events happen, they're out of pocket. They're out there by themselves with no help. This is not a place a sister should be in. Having to fend and fight to survive, you know, with no man. Okay? So, again, you see this happening in our reality straight out the movie, Leader or Behind. And there's other movies, too, but right now we're just mainly speaking on this one. Then, fast forward from April 22nd to March, right around the time of the 322, which you know is Skull and Bones, you have a bridge collapse in Baltimore. And just something about this movie, people keep finding uncanny similarities happening in our reality that can draw that we can draw from that movie and say, this reminds me of that movie. This Baltimore bridge collapse and scene from Leave the World Behind are so similar. It's like it's an event each month that reminds me of this movie. So as you come down here, you know it was called the Francis Scott Key, to go to that American flag, Francis Scott Key Bridge, which Star-Spangled Banner, America's Independence, so-called, and collapse, which was a word also used within the Leave the World Behind, right? Collapse of America, when you do the translation, basically, is what I get from it. Okay, and there it is. There is the cargo ship that crashed in, and now you have a ship that you know, showing that it doesn't have the capacity to be used because it's down, it lost control, and a bridge, a key infrastructure piece in Baltimore, to where now people there are able to use this bridge to travel. There's your travel. So first we see the communication. Remember in this three maneuver plan from Leave the World Behind. Whoops, I'm trying to go there. What YouTube is acting strange. First thing in Leave the World Behind, he said, was what of this plan? Let's hear it. Able their communications. So there goes your cell phone. Okay, your cell phone. Happening in February. I mean, this is in sequence, family. This is in sequential order of the movie. What came after the communication of the cell phone? Next came the transportation. There goes that ship. So here we see that ship, transportation. You also see the bridge, which is transportation, being taken down. And now all the ships in that harbor, in that bay, cannot move. It's crippled. With the horrific collapse of the Key Bridge in Baltimore earlier, I couldn't help but be reminded of the scene from the film Leave the World Behind, produced by the Obamas. A massive oil tanker runs ashore after a cyber attack shuts down navigation systems. And they're still investigating what happened to this ship. They don't know. But people have speculated it was a cyber attack. Not that it was, but the fact that cyber attack is being used, which is the same premise in this movie, where the ship lost control, right? Loses control and crashes. The White Lion, a slave ship, name of a slave ship. That's, you know, topic for another day. And of course, it's all just conspiracy theory. right? Of course they have to come out and spin it, that you're just a nut job, that you would even think that this has anything to do with that movie. Okay? Shame on you for critically thinking and drawing coincidence and parallel. Okay? A movie that, and not only that, that makes it even just more damning is the fact that this is a movie that was actually produced by the Obamas. Come on now. Again, we have the guest caller number you see below me, 515-605-9327, if you would like to speak. Now's the time to call in before the call lines close. Call in as quick as you can. For those who would like to speak, we're going to keep going here. But there's more. But just want to show you that the next part of this maneuver was disable the transportation. Okay. Then what comes next? What did the brother say came next after the communication and transportation were disrupted? Let's go back and let's see. Setting them up for the second stage. What's the second stage? Again. Synchronized chaos. Terrorize them with covert attacks and misinformation. So, brothers and sisters, would you call me crazy, or would you be crazy to think that there couldn't possibly be anything happening right now that would line up with this part of the movie? Nah, it couldn't be. It's impossible. It's impossible. How many of you all have been paying attention to this? This is happening in real time right now. Mass chaos breaks out at college campuses across the United States as pro-Palestine protests intensify. So here we see the Israel card, the Palestine card. Also, all these different, you know, dynamics working and intertwining together to produce what? Chaos. Columbia, Harvard, USC, University of Texas at Austin, and others are getting swarmed by protesters. Certainly there couldn't be after the cell phone outage, you know, and the communications or the transportation with the ship and the bridge being taken. Now, certainly there could be anything that would line up to the movie happening right now next in sequence. Texas state troopers have been deployed and reportedly made dozens of arrests at the University of Texas at Austin. Harvard Yard has also been taken over by pro-Palestine protesters who are setting up camp after the university threatened to take action. Let's check this out here. What's going on? So now, those who would protest against what's happening in Gaza and be pro-Palestinian are now being arrested for their peaceful protesting. Now, a couple things to take away from this. Does this not remind anyone of 2020, George Floyd? Remember those protests, Black Lives Matter, and what was going on? And then here it is, 4 years later, leading up right to an election, we have another event of protesting, this time against what's going on in Gaza. Another coincidence, right? Another coincidence. And so that's one part that you see happening here. Okay, you see people who are speaking out against Israel being arrested. But you also have to, you know, speaking of Black Lives Matter, after we, you know, in the midst, we're saying, okay, this doesn't seem organic. Something about this Black Lives Matter thing seems fake. It seems set up. It seems controlled. It doesn't seem organic, like it's something that is naturally happening, right? Only to this day, where's Black Lives Matter? Where is Patrice Cullors? Where are all these people that benefited and got all this money from what happened during that time leading and going into the election? The difference between this election and the last one is that this particular protest is attached to war, right? Way bigger than what was happening with Trump and Biden with race. This now is attached on the global scene, way more bigger in scope. So a person would ask themselves, okay, well, we were easily able to understand that Black Lives Matter, through the research, was a Marxist provocation. It was a Marxist setup, okay? It was a setup by the very people who, in this video, you cannot protest against or speak against, those who say they are and are not, that are of the synagogue of Satan. It was, Black Lives Matter was set up and controlled, just like all the other black movements. Those that caught the Patreon earlier with the elder speaking about the protocols of the learned elders of Zion. This is a page out of their playbook. So now we can look to this as being also controlled and not organic. Because for one, we know Hamas was created by Israel. Senator Ron Paul got on the Congress floor, the House floor, and spoke and said, you know, spoke about the history and the proof of Hamas. It was created by Israel. A tool used to bring about all of what we see happening now. Just going back to, what did William Cooper say? Israel will be used as an instrument. It was created as an instrument to do what? Bring about the battle of Armageddon and the fulfillment of prophecy. So without these creations, this cannot happen. These things have to be created. Hamas had to be created to bring about what we see happening here, to see what we see happening in the Middle East, in Gaza. Okay. Secondly, how we know. This was April 24th. Okay. We showed this before, Greg Abbott. On March 27th, almost a month to this protesting that started up, Greg Abbott, the governor of Texas, here's a tweet from his official Twitter, anti-Semitism will not be tolerated in Texas. Today, I issued an executive order to fight the increase in acts of anti-Semitism at Texas colleges and universities. Texas stands with our Jewish students. We will ensure our college campuses are safe spaces for the Jewish community. Before these protests broke out, you mean to tell me that Greg Abbott is signing executive orders specifically to deal with what we're seeing happening a month later? Did he have a crystal ball? And now, these are happening on Texas campuses in the state of Texas, and arrests are being made behind this executive order that was put in place right before it happened. Another coincidence. Oh, let us not forget, it all makes sense. You go to the World Economic Forum, and when you do a search for Greg Abbott, you will find out Greg Abbott graduated from WEF University. Oh yeah, he is a World Economic Forum lapdog. Now, I don't know if Greg Abbott really believes, you know, and he's just, you know, he's trying to do the best for what he believes is the best and is just deceived, or if he knows what he's doing and he, you know, he knows exactly what he's doing. You know, you try to give a person benefit of the doubt, but unfortunately, because he's dealing with politics, these politicians and their constituents, they're the cabal in the game that they run with. And I'm sorry, but for me personally, I can't give benefit of the doubt. You've been caught red-handed, no pun intended. You've been caught red-handed. We see you, all right? And that's how you are. That's how these people are always ahead of the curve. These are not organic events. These are Hegelian events. Problem causes a reaction, which brings forth a solution. And that's the part we have to be mindful of, family. Their solutions to the problems that they create. They're agent provocateurs of the Illuminati. Okay? Again, they provide the spark, and then they allow us to finish. Just what was said in Leave the World Behind. Once they cause the chaos, we also know the Freemasonic mantra, order out of chaos. All right? Then they'll allow us to finish what they start. Well, they'll let us end what they, but it gets even better, family, in sequence. What else could possibly come out of these protests? Certainly nothing. You've seen the communication breaking down, foreshadowing with the cellular outage in February. You've seen the transportation breakdown with the Francis Scott Key Bridge. Okay, the Star-Spangled Banner collapse bridge in March. And now this month, we're seeing the chaos, covert chaos dynamic happening. And you wouldn't guess, family. You would not guess it. Let me pull it up here. You would not guess what is also being rolled out at these particular protests. This is Fox News. Death to America's pamphlet circulated at college anti-Israel encampment. Eyewitness says, freedom for Palestine means death to America, the pamphlet said. Now, that possibly couldn't be in Leave the World Behind. Does my memory fail me here, family? Was that also not only a part in the movie, but the next part? We're going in sequence here. This is the part of this getting through the second maneuver here. You know what? Let's watch the scene. We'll watch the scene here off of Leave the World Behind. Fair use. Used for educational purposes only. Huge drone dropping off thousands of these. Thousands of what? Pamphlets. But the serpent, what did the pamphlet say? Is he mistaken? Certainly he didn't say what he just said. Death to America on the pamphlet, right on cue, family. Leave the world behind. February, March, now we're in April, okay? And we're seeing Death to America pamphlets being rolled out at the pro-Palestinian events, lining up with the predicted programming in sequence, not scattered off like the movie. It's right in line, back to back to back to back. And how does he know it says Death to America? He certainly doesn't read Arabic. He remembers from a game he was playing, which also takes us back to what? Shattered Union, right? Takes us back to Shattered Union because they put the predictive programming in the video games. Okay, he remembers Death to America from a game he was playing because they put the propaganda and the programming in the video games too. So many things being revealed, right? So many things being revealed here. Then what comes next? Now that we're seeing the protest, the Death to America pamphlets being rolled out, in these protests, right on schedule. What do we have? Our Politico, two politicians, Cotton and Holly, are saying send in the National Guard, send in the military. Calls for federal action at the university campus come as Monday marks the beginning of the Jewish holiday of Passover. But all this happening, these protests happening right at Passover during the week of their, not, you know, the Jewish Passover, not ours. We already had ours. It's the Babylonian Passover, okay? Happening during their Feast of Unleavened Bread comes this protest, these huge protests. And now they're calling for the National Guard. And again, going back to Shattered Union, they also showed us this, martial law, military rolled in. Have you seen them call for National Guard? Also recently, remember New York subway system when we showed the video, the National Guard there. In the New York subway system. And we can find it on YouTube real quick. There it is. During the migrant crisis, which we're about to hit next, during the migrant crisis, they now, in New York, said, let's roll out the National Guard. So we're seeing more and more instances of them starting to see military being deployed for various reasons, bag checks. Okay. Back. So now you got your National Guard in place for the bag checks in the subway system because of the migrant crisis. Okay. You're seeing it being called for these pro-Palestinian protests. Death to America pamphlets rolling out. Let's roll the national. So next, are we going to see military in our college campuses? So we talk about civil war. And primarily here in America, how you get there is you have to break America down. You have to break the society down. And we're just covering a few here today on how they are breaking America down, breaking the society down to bring it to that point of civil war. And so when we come back here, you have what? Off of CNBC. Speaking of New York, the immigration crisis may bankrupt cities such as New York, Denver, and Chicago as federal funds fall short of needs. More on bankruptcy here in a moment. But we want to focus on these migrants coming in now, flooding in, taking money, American taxpayer money, getting American jobs now. You also have this thing called squatters where they're actually able to come in and take over your house legally, being given opportunity to join the military in America to become, for the exchange to become American citizens. Because in Leave the World Behind, he was talking about the invasion. He said if it was an outright invasion, it would have made more sense. It was, explaining they were under attack. So this is what an invasion looks like, but it's a secret invasion. This is a secret invasion and a secret collapse happening right before our eyes, and we're being given, okay, we are being given pieces to show us, the shadow of things to come, the foreshadowing. But they're breaking the country down. Okay, whether it's money being sent to Ukraine, money being sent to Israel, money being given to these migrants coming over, militarizing them, giving them guns, now that they're militarized, because when you're in the military, you get your issue. Now you have your foreign army on domestic soil who have no allegiance to your country. They're not from your country. Their allegiance is to where they came from. And their allegiance is to the government that's giving them the money. So now, whatever the government, however the government wants to use and steer them, they'll be used and steered. Okay, so people have to understand what an invasion looks like. People have to understand what it took to get to the place of civil war, what it takes to get to this point. Okay, before we even get to the fallout of the aftermath of what happens once it happens and what it's going to be like afterwards or during. And then what comes next? Now that you have migrants here and you have pro-Palestinian protesting and Death to America pamphlets now, it's no longer just a movie. It's no longer Leave the World Behind. Right? These things are happening in real time. So now, right on schedule, off the Daily Mail, you have an FBI director issues chilling warning about possible terror attack on U.S. soil, similar to Russian concert hall massacre, which left 144 people dead. Interesting number there. I wonder if that's subliminal. That, hey, 144 people dead, to me, sounds like killed 144,000, killed the children of Israel. That's a subliminal on what this is all about, what this leads to. Okay, all of this leads to them coming for us. They just have to create the chaos to where now they're able to do it in a more powerful manner than the slow death we've received over the centuries. Okay? It's called Jacob's Trouble. We are increasingly concerned. The FBI director has issued a stark warning about the heightened possibility of a coordinated terror attack in the U.S. Okay, Christopher Wray told NBC such an attack may not be that different from what you saw against the concert hall in Russia. The FBI had 4,000 international terrorism investigations open at the end of the 2023 fiscal year. Okay, so again, all this is lining up to scenes and maneuvers out of this movie. The chaos. Also with the shattered union, the terrorist attack that happens in Washington, D.C. in this movie. That led to the EU taking over America, sending in the UN peacekeeping troops. Matter of fact, at the very beginning of the game, What did they warn us? Increased terror attacks. All right. Understand who the terrorists are. Okay. It's not Osama bin Laden sitting in a cave thinking of ways to hit America. Okay. That's not who it is. It's guys like these who are the real terrorists. Because this right here is first is psychological terrorism from the FBI. Planting a seed of fear and programming. And then they're the ones who are going to execute the event. And whatever capacity the event is, if it's just all a production in theater or it's actually a real, you know, event to where, you know, people seriously get hurt. Right? The crisis actors involved, and it's just theater, or whether it's a real event that they create. Well, I don't know, maybe to be blamed on Christians, Israelites, okay. But in this game, the terrorist attack, right, they told you it was coming. And then what happened later, down the storyline? Washington, D.C. gets hit with the terrorist attack. They plant the seed, and then they execute the plan. And then problem, reaction, solution. In comes the UN peacekeepers from by way of the UN EU or the 10 Horns, followed by states succeeding from the Union, which leads us, I believe, to our next article here. Pop Newsweek. This was this month, April 8th, 2024. U.S. breaking apart with 25 states ready to leave. Texas secessionist. Okay. So again, they showed us Texas in video games and movies. Now here it is in mainstream media. Again, this is Hollywood. They work together in the mainstream media. Hollywood, all the production, the CIA, the Pentagon, they're all working together with the psychological warfare to create this great narrative, as Klaus Schwab coined in his book that came out after the lockdown, the great narrative. Because they have to get you to buy in, because they need you to choose a side. And all of this, in order for there to be civil war, there's a dividing line, okay, and that means there's two sides. They need you to choose a side. If you don't believe in any of this stuff, then you're not going to pick a side. And now you're unplugged from the matrix. Now you're a problem. Okay, they need you plugged in. And so they must make the narrative so believable. It's certainly, you have to make a choice. You have to choose a side within their war, while they fund both sides. This is a leading Texas independent campaigner has said the United States is breaking apart. More on that later. With over 50% of the population in 25 states ready to secede based on his interpretation of two recent surveys by the polling company YouGov. So again, this is seed planting going on here, getting you prepped for the divide. The claim was made by Daniel Miller, the president of the pro-independence Texas nationalist movement, in the most recent edition of his Texas News podcast. Questions about the integrity of the U.S. have increased in the face of fiercely partisan politics in Congress and the contested 2020 presidential election. There it goes. Okay. Contested presidential election, which they had to bring in the Supreme Court, right? The sham election, the most contested, unpopular president, most contested election, is leading to what? Increasing secession sentiments. Now, I'm not saying that there aren't people that feel this way, okay? But at the end of the day, it could very well be that this is all just fabricated, right? Again, to form public opinion. The media is designed to think for you and to make you believe what they want you to believe. In February 2023, House Republican Marjorie Taylor Greene sparked controversy after calling for a national divorce between red states and blue states. So they're even calling for it in the House, in government. Again, they're programming. Between February 2nd and 5th, YouGov asked 35,000 Americans whether they would support their state seceding from the Union and becoming an independent nation. The results vary considerably, from highs of 36% in Alaska to 31% in Texas and 29% in California, to a low of 13% in Minnesota. Across the U.S., the survey found that 23% of Americans wanted their state to become independent, with 51% opposed and 27% unsure. There goes the Texas state flag. Okay, and what do you see? The Lone Star. And Texas is called the what? The Lone Star State. What is a loner? What does it mean to be lone? It means to be by yourself. So I don't see this as a coincidence that Texas from the beginning has had a Lone Star on its flag and called the Lone Star State, telling me that eventually one day they had planned this to be the case the whole time. Texas all alone. All right. And the number 25, which means half, that's the dividing line, equally divided. And so as you're seeing the society break down with all these, you know, different things that they're executing within our country, breaking America down. Here you have Target is locking up all their merchandise and it's rolling out nationwide. I just spoke to some Target employees and they just confirmed they will be rolling out this out to every Target in the country. This is not the country I grew up in. All right, so before we go to our next part here, let us turn to the call lines. We have a caller here. Let me go ahead and bring them in. We have the caller from the 831 area code, 831, Shabbat Shalom. You are live.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
I didn't really have, I just had a question about, because I had emailed the church about a book that the Elder Carr was looking for in the past, and I don't know if he got it or not. He was looking for the book, The Black Awakening, Rise of the Satanic Super Soldiers.
Okay.
And I was just trying to find ways to get the message to him, to let him know that it's that book is on Amazon right now.
Oh, you just wanted him to know where to get it.
Yeah, it's on, but they price gouged it. It's really high. It's
okay. Give me one second. Let me look it up here, and that way I can just send him the link.
Yeah.
What's it called?
I know he was talking about it. The Black Awakening, Rise of the Satanic Super Soldiers and the Coming Chaos. It was by Russ Dizdar.
Hmm. Oh, wow. $1,200. $1,100.
Yeah. $1,000.
Wow.
Well, and they only have one left, but I thought I'd just let him know and he'd make up his mind if he wanted or not.
Yeah. I mean, he may spend that much for it, but I don't know. Wow.
That's the only place I could find it, too, because I kept my eye on it from time to time, trying to see if they ever put it out there again. But it's that's where it is.
Well, the title in itself is very, I mean, just
he said he lost
time.
The book or something. He always wanted
okay.
it back, but so I'm like, there you go, if you want it.
Yeah, with a lot of the stuff we've been talking about as a church and, you know, here on Friday night as well, this is right on time. This book sounds like, boy, it's putting it right on point with what we've been bringing out.
Yeah. I didn't want to tell him on the radio show or try to find a way where there's not a lot of people, because I didn't want some, because, you know, some people could be real weird. They'll probably buy it just so he can't have it.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, yeah.
Okay, well.
I doubt.
That's
all I want to know, is just to try to get him to know that that book is there if he want it.
Okay. Well, thank you for all calling in and letting us know. I'll let him know tomorrow.
All right. Bye-bye.
Shabbat Shalom. Boy, I would definitely love to read this book. Man. Well, let us continue here. Now that we have cleared the call lines, we don't have any other callers. Let's keep going. So now we're speaking of further. And then we're going to go to the scriptures and break all this down according to the Bible. Okay? So, brothers and sisters, understand where we are in prophecy, how it works. Not as simple as Iran shot a missile into Israel and now America is about to get blown up. There's a lot of time in prophecies that have to unfold, okay, before it becomes time to now migrate up out of here, things to look for, okay, as well as laying it all out, how it's going to unfold. And then on top of that, you talk about the fallout of what's going to happen from all this. What is the fallout? What are the effects from the civil and the world war? Speaking of, we talked about the migrants, and let me pull it up here. The immigration crisis may bankrupt cities such as New York, Denver, and Chicago as federal funds fall short of needs. So now we're speaking about how they're breaking this country down, okay, geopolitically, socially, the social engineering, the moral degradation of America, and this is a slow decay. And through this crisis, migrant and others, here comes the bankruptcy. So now let's talk about the bankruptcy of America. This is in Revelation 17 also, of them doing this. I'm not sure if it showed this earlier, but here is the article. Immigration crisis may bankrupt cities. Okay, now we're going over to shtfplan.com. I cannot afford to live. Americans get emotional as the U.S. economy goes off the rails. The U.S. economy goes off the rails. Okay, it's probably either off of End of the American Dream. Okay, the economic collapse. Blog by Michael Snyder, who also has endoftheamericandream.com as well. How is the U.S. economy going off the rails to a point to where Americans can afford to live, right? Inflation and everything else. It says, as we approach what is likely to be the most chaotic, that word chaos, presidential election in U.S. history, trouble signs are starting to erupt for the U.S. economy. In fact, CNN is actually admitting that the long-predicted storm clouds in the economy may actually be forming. I can't remember the last time that I saw a CNN article with a headline like that. But at this point, it is becoming extremely difficult for the mainstream media to avoid the truth. Inflation is getting worse at the same time that many key sectors of our economy are slowing down. If you thought that the last couple of years were rough for the economy, just wait until you see what is coming next. Tremendous turmoil is on the horizon, and the American people are becoming increasingly emotional about our rapidly growing economic problems. Okay, so when you're bringing in migrants, you're giving them all of our money, you're sending all the money over to Ukraine and Israel, and then you're giving the jobs that you would once have laying you off to give them to the migrants. And then on top of that, inflation rising. Okay. Now you're starting to see people in economic despair, financial despair. Right. So this is a squeeze. Right. Being squeezed into Jacob's trouble. And we learned on Wednesday that prices jumped even more than expected during the month of March. Okay. Gasoline, we're going to talk about that later. Housing. Okay. So what else do we have here? So it says if prices were raising 3.5% annually, that would be outstanding news. However, they're raising 3.5% per month, which is horrible news. Okay. So we have the cost of energy. So your electricity, okay, stuff like that, up 36.9% from January 2021. So prices are going up, wages are going down, you're not getting your annual cost of living adjustments, you're getting laid off your jobs. Okay, what does all this spell? It says, of course, energy prices are going to go a lot higher than they are right now. Just wait until Iran and Israel start lobbing missiles at one another. Remember, Bill Cooper said that that Israel, the Jewish state, was created so that it could reduce the sovereignty of all nations. It could destroy sovereignty of all nations. Well, how's the way you do that? You bring about the economic collapse. Okay? You bring about the economic collapse to where now all nations are under one currency. So everything is coming under one, which destroys sovereignty of nations. No more borders. Everything is now one. Housing has become insanely expensive as well. A big part of housing becoming expensive is that most people rent. Well, guess what? If your mortgage for a house is $2,000, and then you're going to rent that out to somebody, and let's say you charge them $2,500 a month to actually gain profit, I'm just throwing numbers out, okay, that is only going to increase a person's paying more for something that doesn't cost that much, right? You're paying more money than if you were just to buy the house yourself versus renting, okay? And then the landlord has to raise the rent, you know, every time the lease is up for the adjustment. Okay, but you also have mortgage, you have insurance, you have insurance going up, which is going to drive the mortgages up. You have the interest rates going up, which is going to drive the mortgage up. He said, the truth is that we are in the midst of the worst inflation crisis that any of us have ever seen. The price of food is also going nuts. At one location in California, a 40-piece order of chicken McNuggets and two orders of large fries will now set you back more than $25. So even the places that they were they're selling us death at, the fast food, spots, their dollar menu and their cheap menu stuff now is off the charts expensive. Okay? So not only are they going to kill you with that, what they call food, they're going to shake you down and take you for all your money at the same time. It says, with everything that is going on, I can certainly understand why Americans are getting so emotional about inflation. Okay, recently one TikTok user racked up 5 million views when he posted a rant in which he boldly declared that I cannot afford to live. Okay, at the end of this rant, this user stated the American dream is dead. Death to America, anyone? Okay, many can identify with that. Now, this is what they told us was Bidenomics. Okay, Biden ran on the whole pretext that Bidenomics was coming and the American economy was going to thrive. I mean, it's only been the exact opposite. It was all a lie. It was all a smokescreen. They just needed you to believe and have hope. And every year during election season, they're selling you hope because they need you engaged. They need you locked in. Okay? The minute you're not locked in is the minute they no longer have control over the people, over the citizens. How many of y'all seen the Dollar Tree and Family Store? The Dollar Tree and the Family Dollar price is going up. Okay, no longer the Dollar Tree, no longer the Family Dollar. Not only are their prices going up, they're closing about 1,000 stores. So you're starting to see stores shutting down. Big major retail chains, restaurant chains shutting down. All over America, stores that were once thriving will soon be boarded up. Okay, America is closed for business now. Okay? Just want people to see and understand, which I'm pretty sure most people are experiencing this and can understand. But the reason I'm bringing these articles out, because this leads somewhere. Okay, this leads us to another part of prophecy I want to touch on. Okay, off the same website, U.S. cities fall into a doom loop as the CRE crisis absolutely explodes. What is the CRE crisis? Commercial real estate. Okay, property. What's going on with commercial real estate? In the entire history of the U.S., we have never witnessed an urban collapse of this magnitude. During the pandemic, millions of Americans started working from home, and many of them have never returned to the office. Okay, meanwhile, rapidly rising levels of crime, homelessness, and migration have transformed many of our inner cities into extremely dangerous places. As a result, thousands upon thousands of businesses have left our core urban areas in search of greener pastures. So now there is lots and lots of commercial real estate space that is sitting empty, and commercial real estate prices have absolutely plummeted. At this moment, we are in the midst of a meltdown that I believe will eventually be regarded as the worst commercial real estate collapse that America has ever seen. So we're seeing all these dynamics happening, okay, and they're all going to culminate. Okay, and they're all running, and they're all synchronized. In the month of March, the number of commercial real estate foreclosures was 117% higher than a year ago, right? March of 2023, 117% higher for commercial real estate foreclosures. You also have, it's up 6% from February. From the month before, it's up 6%. So you're starting to see the trends of it just getting worse. Talks about how bad things are in California on the West Coast. Here's what St. Louis looked like in 1904. Okay, World's Fair, St. Louis, 1904. So what once looked like this, now St. Louis, in this article, is said to look like a hellhole. Recently, a vacant office building in the downtown area sold for 98% less than it did in 2006. So you can go in and buy this commercial real estate, but the problem of it is, you know, unless you have a niche in the market and unless you're in the right spot, you're not going to make any money. You're not going to do business. So it almost doesn't make any sense. And it's pennies on the dollar to get it. It doesn't even make sense to buy it at 90% less. That's how bad it is. Very few people want to live or work in downtown St. Louis these days because it's become a very dangerous place. And I would probably say that's the case with most downtown major cities. As things continue to get worse, more people want to leave. At this point, just about everyone acknowledges that St. Louis is trapped in an urban doom loop. Okay? It's like a black hole. Not only that, Violence is a constant threat, and it has experienced the largest decline in foot traffic of any major U.S. city. New York was once one of the finest cities on the entire planet, but now the streets are littered with open-air markets that are selling stolen goods, drugs, and sex services. All right. The police are patrolling the streets, but as soon as the police leave, these criminal activities, recommence. What they're calling open-air markets. Okay. So again, Hollywood gave us the movie some decades ago, Escape from New York, which ultimately, we're going to have to get out of these cities and into the wild, off-grid, because these cities are going to be, here it is, and this is the reason my target is locking up all their products on the shelves. Here you have shoplifting gangs close New York City stores forever. Organized retail theft. Okay. So this has become big business. Shoplifting has become big business. Right? Full-time jobs. It's just easy to run in the store, grab what you want, and get out of there. Right? By the time 911, if it even works at this point with all these outages, by the time the police get around to it, you're scot-free long gone. And as more people cannot work or inflation can afford stuff, it just increases the thievery. Okay? So this is a sign of an empire on decline, on the verge of collapse. This is what societal collapse looks like. Okay? Primarily America. You don't see this stuff happening on this level in other countries. What else do we have? A few more, and then we're going to now make it all make sense with scripture. This is why the price of gasoline could soon double. Can you imagine paying $7 for a gallon of gasoline? It could soon happen because it appears that Israel is about to strike Iran, and that is likely to cause events in the Middle East to spiral completely out of control. Right now, approximately one-fifth of all oil used in the world goes through the Strait of Hormuz. An apocalyptic war in the region could potentially close the Strait of Hormuz until the conflict is resolved one way or the other. In addition, oil infrastructure could be destroyed in Iran and other nations in the Middle East as the fighting rages. And that could substantially reduce global oil production for an extended period of time. Our way of life depends on cheap oil, and so if a major regional war in the Middle East causes the price of oil to go skyrocketing, that is going to deeply affect all of us. Okay? I don't know if anybody's seen the spike in gas prices when Iran hit Israel. Okay? The jump was like 50 cents per gallon jump. I noticed now it's come down some since then. But keep an eye on it. Another sign. Keep an eye on those gas prices. They start to creep up. A lot of people are going to be making some really tough decisions when it comes to driving their vehicles. You'll think twice about getting in your car and going to whatever destination you're planning on going to. You're going to see a lot less cars on the roads. Okay, and then with this spike in gasoline prices, it's going to then spike the resource prices, your food and your commodities. Prices will then spike. It says at the same time, the same expert also warned that if the price of oil reaches $125 a barrel, it could push the U.S. economy into a recession. Okay, if Israel and Iran start lobbing thousands of missiles at one another, we could easily see the price of oil surpass $150 a barrel. And it is likely that the average price of gasoline in the U.S. would shoot past $7 a gallon. And if nuclear weapons are used in the Middle East, there is no telling what might happen. So the time is not quite yet for this war to become full scale. Again, all of what we're seeing in our reality right now is just little instances of what's to come. You'll see a little strike in Israel. You'll see a little cell phone outage here. You'll see, you know, a ship crash into a bridge. You're just seeing little instances of stuff happening right now until they're ready to open up the floodgates and let the floods come in. It just becomes all at once, or it just continues to increase more and more, where you're the proverbial frog in the boiling pot of hot water. Okay, so a good way to cause oil and gas prices to go up, just blame the Iranians, blame the war in the Middle East. Right, there's always someone to blame for when things go wrong and they're looking to do what they do. Okay, again, it's a lot here in these articles. I'm just hitting a few points because I'm going to give you all these articles. Y'all can read them in totality on your own. So with all this being said, we have financial experts coming out, like Paul Craig Roberts. A massive financial collapse is coming that will destroy everyone's assets. There goes your dollar and the syringe. It has yet to be fully unveiled, but the U.S. has been robbed blind by the powers that be, which have underwritten America's financial assets as collateral for the coming pop of the derivative and financial bubble. Wildly outside of public view, those in control have made a series of regulatory changes preceding the coming collapse that basically dispossess the American people of all of our property. Most Americans have no idea this has happened, but when the rubber meets the road, they will learn in an instant that their lives and futures have been stolen from them. So in this three-part series, Paul Craig Roberts unpacks the great dispossession, that the bubble will in fact pop. It's not a matter of if it will pop, but rather when it reaches its inevitable limit. Okay. The Fed suddenly and rapidly moved from 0 to 5% interest rates. The reversal of the policy that drove up prices of stocks and bonds. The Fed raises rates by reducing money supply growth, thus removing the factors supporting high stock prices and collapsing the value of bonds. This results in a lowering of the value of stocks and bonds serving as collateral for loans, which of course means the loans and financial institution behind them are in trouble. Bonds have already taken a hit. The stock market is holding because participants believe the Fed is about to reverse its interest rate policy and lower rates. The biggest bubble pop ever. Prior to the great stock market crash of 1929, the velocity of circulation took a precipitous, this means the number of times a dollar is spent during a given period of time decreased dramatically, which destabilized the markets. What happened in the lead up to 1929 is once again happening today. The 21st century as a whole is marked by a long-term drop in the velocity of circulation, which is currently at the lowest level on record. Okay, so basically we have a huge bubble, financial bubble, that when it pops, collapse. And what does that lead us to with the collapse of the financial system? Amalek. Amalek's technology becoming your best friend, meaning you and the tech become one. How many people are familiar of your cryptos here? Crypto Jews, not just Elon Musk, but you also have Bezos, who is the owner of Amazon and Whole Foods, also as well as Bill Gates. Surprise, surprise. Team up to beat rival Elon Musk Neuralink. So a lot of people running around talking about Elon Musk as an antichrist because he's got Neuralink, not understanding that Elon Musk is just a face. He just has the money He's not the genius behind Neuralink. He's just the face you see. Okay, all these cryptos, these crypto Jews here, they just have money. Their superpower is money. But they have the ability to put the money in the place to where it can work for what they want it to work for. In this case, Amazon and Microsoft owners enter brain chip, making race to beat Musk. No, they're not in a race to beat each other. They're in a race working together. They want you to believe they're working against each other so that it seems like this is a good thing. The brain chip is a great thing. No, they're working together. They're all in a crisis. There isn't one. Okay? Anybody doing this brain chip making is an antichrist. And that's what all this economic despair articles we just went through is where it leads. Okay? To where now it will become digital currency. We have the Fed now, which is your CBDC, in place as of last year. All these events are lining up simultaneously. Okay. And now this tech is going to be your spending. You're only going to be able to buy or sell with it ingrained within your person, right hand or forehead. And it's not just these three guys that are getting credit for working on this. You have many companies working on these brain chips. Many. This is a beast effort here. Okay? A conglomerate effort of Antichrist working to bring about their daddy's plan. Period. As it is written in the scriptures. Okay? So I'm bringing these things out to show you what's happening in real time in the news. So now when we go to the Bible, we're going to make it all make sense. So you understand the timeline, where we are at, the prophecies that have to happen, how it's going to happen, and to show us where we are in prophecy, and it lines perfectly in real time. Okay. At the same time, the predictive programming, they're showing it to in Hollywood. All right. And so the other side of this, while America's being broken down, ready for the collapse, so that the mark of the beast could be instituted. Don't forget, America is the reserve world currency with the petrodollar. So whatever happens financially with America is going to happen to the whole world. Okay, so it starts in America. At the same time, parallel, simultaneously, you have this happening, the poly crisis. Colombian ruler says Iran's attack on Israel is a prelude to World War III. So this all leads to Colombian ruler is blaming the United States for Iran's attack on Israel and constant escalation toward a world war. Gustavo Petro raised concern about escalating tensions, which he says are a prelude to World War III, while criticizing U.S. support for Israel, which is seen as contributing to global instability.